recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan, here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who certainly is an Israeli citizen, patriot, a man who's spent many years in Israel uncovering the corruption there, but because he was getting too close to the devil's heartbeat, why he came under personal attack and threats against his life, and for that reason he came to America. And we try to have him on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on, certainly in Israel, because Israel is the key to so much of what's going on throughout the rest of the world today. Barry, you pick up the story for us.
Yeah, well, I was planning a separate discussion, but my phone was very busy yesterday with Israelis and ex-Israelis, all of them furious at this ransom deal. Well, one soldier for 1,027 terrorists. That was the deal that the Israeli government cut with Hamas. And well, what can you say? Look, just outright what you can say. The worst terrorists, the worst terrorist incidents were Beit Lee, Dolphinarium, Sabaro Pizza Place. These are places you don't know, but Israelis know. The terrorists are being freed who killed hundreds of Jews.
But you see, Barry, it doesn't make any sense unless you realize it. Obviously, this is being used as an excuse to release the terrorists. Oh, we've got to get this one Israeli soldier back, and so we're going to release 1,000 or more terrorists. It doesn't make any sense unless, of course, there is another agenda. And after all, you can't have a war on terrorism unless you got the terrorists there. But go right ahead.
It's funny you should say that, because I heard that, well, very similar point of view yesterday, and I read it. Look, Gilad the soldier was captured very suspiciously to begin with. He was filmed. The Israelis were actually watching him being kidnapped, and no one intervened. It was a very, very strange kidnapping.
And in fact, there were people there who wanted to intervene, and they were ordered not to. Isn't that the case?
Yes. That's the case, all right. So to begin with, there was either a massive failure, or not a failure. You know, I mean, it shouldn't have happened. One way or another, accident or deliberate, he shouldn't have been kidnapped. All right, that's to begin with. But I've been saying he's been dead for about 3 months. I've been saying it. There really was no sign of life from him for years, 2.5 years. And if you're captured by Hamas, odds are not good that you're going to live very long. And if there's no proof, well, if I'm wrong, I don't mind being wrong, and I'll admit to it. But I object to 1,027 in one ransom deal. Now look, these are not just terrorists. I looked at the list yesterday. It's, well, what Can you say, you don't know the name, and most Israelis don't know the name, but they remember the image. This is this Abdulaziz Sella, who's being released. In 2000, there was a lynching in Ramallah. They lynched two Jewish soldiers. And, well, this is the guy who went on the balcony with bloody hands and a big smile that he had just killed the Jews. He's being released. Look, what it means is, well, for one thing, let's just analyze what it means, okay, to begin with. The first thing is, this is not Israel's first so-called prisoner exchange. It's ransom. It's a criminal act, and Israel's giving in to the criminals. In 1985, towards the end of her participation in the Lebanon War, Israel traded hundreds of terrorists for a few Israeli soldiers. The problem was the terrorists gave these pledges not to return to terrorism. That was part of the deal. They all had to promise they wouldn't go back to terrorism. Within a few years, the 178 Israelis were murdered by the very people that Israel released on this exchange for a few soldiers. They will go back to terrorism. They will. That's just a given. And next, well, if I were a soldier, I would be mighty worried about being abducted, because soldiers are worth 1,027 of the most murderous prisoners in Israeli jails. Well, watch out, soldiers, because that's how much you're worth. It's a direct message to kidnap another soldier. Now look, Gilad Shilat, I'm not saying anything bad about him personally. He's a victim in all this. But nonetheless, the price to get him back, our government, alright, I'm gonna go on. I was on the phone with people yesterday. Nobody thought that the government, masterminded a great deal. But within Israel, I'll give you one example. All right. Tammy Arad, she's the wife of Ron Arad. He's the, was the pilot down in Lebanon, who was captured alive. She just complained that nobody tried to bring Ron back. Nobody offered a trade for Ron. She was really furious, that the government never meant to bring Ron back. That's what she said. But I spoke to someone named Arya Gallen. Now, he booked me on lots of lectures in Israel. He's the chairman of the Root and Branch Association, and he knows everybody. He was close friends with the father of Yossi Baumol. He was one of three soldiers captured in Lebanon in 1982, and what Arya told me is that he died recently. He said a completely broken man. He felt totally betrayed by his government. He said a complete betrayal by his government. And that's how he viewed his son's kidnapping. Needless to say, there was no deal to get...
Hold the thoughts. We'll be back at this moment here at the American Freedom Desk.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTERRA. doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we often start our programs with that saying, reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. And that's really the way it is, you know. If you honestly believe that this is a prisoner exchange and Israelis are going to get back one kidnapped soldier who probably, and I remember this story very well when it happened, probably was intentionally allowed to be kidnapped. In fact, there were people at the time who wanted to intervene and save him, and they weren't allowed to. And now they're going to give over 1,000 prison terrorists. And many of these are murderous. This is not just people involved in acts of terrorism, but frankly, murderers. They're going to release them all to get the one soldier back. If you honestly believe that's logical, why, of course, you got real problems. But if you understand there's another agenda behind this, then it all begins to make sense, as so many things today just don't make sense if you look at them the way you're told to look at them by the people who control the media, who control our reality. You pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I'm going to just give a few reactions. I spoke to my friend Hanoch. He's an Israeli who lives about 50 miles from me. Also my doctor when I need prescriptions. And he said, "What? There's nothing you can do." He said, "The Israeli government is controlled." He said, "Obviously this deal didn't come from Jews. It came from elsewhere. Now the Germans mediated the talks. And I don't want to do the tracing of whose bright idea it was to release 1,000-plus terrorists, but there are going to be hundreds of Israeli deaths as a result of this deal." And that's not shooting my mouth off. We have precedents for this. Now, what he told me is just go back to God. Just there's nothing you can do. Deepen your faith, and I'd never heard him talk like this, but that's what he said. Call that discouragement. One person in Tel Aviv, his name was Roth, and I knew his family. His family was a very hard Dutch name, and I'm not going to dare pronounce it. But they were murdered, seven members of the same family in a peach parlor. And what this gentleman did is he went to Tel Aviv with a bucket of paint and some spray paint, went to Rabin's memorial, and he dumped the paint all over the memorial, and he scrawled, well, one of the things, "Free Yigal Amir," which the patsy sitting in prison for Rabin's murder, in fact, that it's not a stupid piece of graffiti. It's a very wise piece of graffiti. Nonetheless, he was arrested, and he explained that the Rabin brought on the terrorism. Straightforward. He said, without Rabin, my family would be alive. Strangely, the police released him. They banned him from entering Tel Aviv for 2 weeks. But they listen, a crime like that, if they didn't believe him or there was no sympathy, you would really go to prison for a crime like that. Defacing the memorial to Yitzhak Rabin, that's what he did. Now, as far as Israelis were concerned, half the country thought his hands should be cut off. The other half viewed him as a hero. But this incident made a major impression in Israel. Now, look, I'm going to give you one writer that I... Look, you're trying to figure all this out, and it makes no sense. It really doesn't make any sense, this deal. One writer...
Unless, as your friend said, the Israeli government is controlled. They do what they're told.
Well, I know that. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to do what I was originally going to talk about. But one writer, I think she's wrong. But nonetheless, her name was Shoshana Bryan. And she wrote this piece for the American Thinker. She says that the timing of the deal between the PLO chief, Mahmoud Abbas, and the United Nations to recognize it as a state, the way she sees it, this is a breach of the Oslo agreements, and Israel was really mad. And to strengthen the PLO's rival, Hamas, They released an enormous number of terrorists to strengthen Hamas. Now, look, I want to believe that the Israeli government isn't playing with Jewish lives to win points. To get even with the PLO by strengthening Hamas, they released over 1,000 terrorists for one soldier. That's what I think is nobody can figure out what just happened. And she came up with what she thinks is as plausible an explanation for this insanity as she could come up with. What it comes down to is the deal sucks and nobody likes it. And tomorrow we're going to find out if Gilad Shalit is alive or not. He's going to be released tomorrow. And what can you say? Israel is going to have another 1,000. Well, they were responsible for hundreds of Jewish deaths. That's why they're in prison. They're back on the streets again, planning more atrocities. This is what Israel has to look forward to.
Well, I agree with you totally, Barry, but I think, you know, it is such a beautiful example of what we talk about all the time, and that is that nothing as it appears to be. There is always another reason. I think that you're absolutely right. There will be a reign of terror, just as here in the United States. I think we're going to see an increasing tempo of violence, and I think it's planned that way. But you go right ahead.
I wouldn't worry about the United States being hit. This is this hit is in one direction. That's at Israel.
Right, I know.
Well, look, what I wrote an article, and I think it's an important article, and I'm going to tell your listeners about it. It's connected, by the way. I was in a synagogue, Yom Kippur, and this thought hit me that this year, we just passed last year, we entered the new year. This is the year that the Oslo peace catastrophe got rolling. It's the 20th anniversary. And I said to myself, that should be noted, and I'm going to write about it. about my role in trying to stop this stuff. Now, in the year, well, the year was 1992. Two people, me and Joel Bainerman, both lived in Beit Shemesh. And we worked on research. My research led to my book, The Fall of Israel. That was done in Great Britain, Canongate Publishers. Joel's was Crimes of the President, SPI books. That was an expose of the Bush family, the first one, too. And we'll dive into what that means, because all of this horror begins with the first George Bush. But our books came out in the spring of 92, and, well, there was an election, and Rabin became prime minister and also started all at the same time that we began our newsletter. It was called Inside Israel. Now, Inside Israel, the idea came to us in September of 92. Well, little did we know, and we found out later, on September 17th of 1992, the new Prime Minister Rabin met George Bush at Kennebunkport, Maine, and Bush ordered him to begin negotiating with the PLO. Ordered him. Just as we began Inside Israel. Our first issue came out in November of 92, and that's when the secret Oslo negotiations began in Norway, and the beginning of the end of Israel was initiated. That's what that was. We were there from the get-go. I'm not even going to explain how that happened, but we were there as Oslo was being formulated and written. And we followed like no one else followed Oslo. Now, I'm going to summarize what really happened, and then we'll dive into how Joel and I found this stuff. Now, in short, in 1984-85, a Navy clerk named Jonathan Pollard sent reams of stolen documents to the Israeli Prime Minister, Shimon Peres, now the president. Now, Peres was one caught his eye big time. He discovered a one-time deal. An arms ship was sent from Greece to Lebanon to buy the release of American hostages. One, I think, was Benjamin Weir. Oh, it doesn't matter the names. It was an arms for hostage deal, but it was a one-timer. And a super secret one-timer. Even America doesn't want to pay ransom. In this case, arms, lots of arms to the kidnappers of Americans. But Peres saw the beauty of this operation. Not only could he blackmail the Bush family, and remember, he was vice president, but he was running the White House. Reagan had been neutralized, and the real White House was being run by George Bush. Peres found a piece of intelligence that could bring down the White House. So he goes and assembles, again, his version of a dream team. That was Al Schwimmer. Oh, I'll just give the names, not who they were, although it's important who they were. It's Al Schwimmer, David Kimchi, and Ofer Nimrodi. That was his dream team. He sent them in September of 85 to blackmail Bush into it. Now, here is where Iran-Contra started, into expanding the one-time arms for hostages operation in Lebanon to a full-blown scam to free the 52 American hostages held by Iran. And, of course, Peres would get his cut because Israel would be supplying the weapons. Now, this little scam, it became a very big scam. It became exposed a little too much for Peres' dream team. Leaks got out and word got out. And, well, Schwimmer, Kimchi, and Nimrodi felt the heat, and they just quit.
Now, that is Iran-Contra that you're describing. This is the Iran-Contra scandal, the background. Go ahead.
Well, yes.
Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Now, look, Perez's men knew trouble. They smelled trouble, and they quit. But Perez didn't want to quit. What he did is he hired Amiram Neer. Look, a little background on him. He's married to the publisher of Yediot. He was married to the publisher of Yediot Akhronot's. His daughter was married to Amiram Neer, and he got to work for Perez, and all kinds of nepotism, major nepotism. Perez replaced his dream team with Neer, and Neer worked with Oliver North to exploit the Iranians. Look, North was subpoenaed to testify before Congress, and so was Amiram Neer. Now, North, his performance, put on a uniform and make yourself a patriot, and you can sell anything to anybody.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Harry Shammert.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
As conflict in the Middle East intensifies, our preparedness is vital, and the need for increased blood supplies is imminent. A pint of blood could save the life of one of our servicemen or women across the world. Give blood generously. Your donation will help ensure the lifeline of victory. Call the American Red Cross for details. That's from A-Best Enterprises for quality services backed by their years of experience. Call 303-659-4477. That's A-Best Enterprises in Brighton. They care about the safety and health of our troops overseas.
Well, I'm Dan here, and Sydney Berry is bringing the background of the Iran-Contra situation and Oliver North, and basically this was a totally corrupt deal on the part of our government where we were financing both sides, Sydney, in the Iraq-Iran war. We were providing weapons for the Iranians, and we were providing weapons and intelligence for the Iraqis. That's with so many of them, we finance both sides or help both sides or arm both sides of the conflicts. But we can't let the American people understand the basis of American foreign policy. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can find your PayPal button.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You write in my name. That is, there's a search box, and I am Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That will take you to my books. You can download them for like $5, or if you want them sent to your house, a bit more. My website is barrychamish.com. At the bottom of the main page, there is a PayPal button. And if you donate, I'm very grateful to you, and I'll send you a really nice package of DVDs. The DVDs are not sold on Lulu. You can get them by phoning me at 904-461-8475. That's 904-461-8475. All right.
Okay. Right ahead.
Gee, I hope I got that number right. All right, let's go ahead. Look, what we've got going right now is that Oliver North is testifying before Congress, and he is trying to hero his way out. Now, Bush also testified before Congress. Now, this is what Joel found, but it's very widely known that Neer was starting to open his mouth about the truth. And Neer claimed that he had met with George Bush at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem and warned him that this operation is not going to have any peaceful consequences whatsoever. He warned Bush. He said, we're now dealing with the most radical elements. And when Bush was asked about this to the Congressional Committee, he claimed he didn't recall a thing about his meeting with Neer. Didn't deny that there was a meeting, just couldn't remember what was said. Well, when Neer, who was subpoenaed to testify before Congress, was going to, well, what he was going to say is he was going to help Bush to remember what he couldn't remember. He was going to upend the whole apple cart. But luckily, just before he was to fly to Washington, it's a long and weird and complicated story, believe it or not, involving avocados, but Neer was the sole casualty of a Cessna crash in Mexico. Now, give my partner Joel Bainerman credit. He got the list. There were 6 passengers on the plane. Only Neer died, but he traced. There was a woman, apparently the femme fatale. He traced her right to her home in Ontario. That book of his, Crimes of a President, was really a very good piece of research. What happened is that Neer's murder saved Bush, but he got his revenge. As I said at the beginning of the show, on September 17th of 1992 at Kennebunkport, Maine, he ordered Yitzhak Rabin, the new Israeli prime minister, to begin negotiating with the PLO. Turns out the secret negotiations were in Norway, and they became the Oslo Accords beginning in November of 1992. For all that Paris, all the blackmail, all the fear of being exposed, everything that George Bush went through, he got his revenge. He foisted Oslo on Israel. Now that's the background. Let's now talk a little bit how Joel and I got this stuff. Look, in 1992, this was a very new adventure for both of us. My book involved incredible research. I never had to do research like that on any subject before. Joel's book, the same thing. So how did we start our combined newsletter inside Israel? Well, here's how. Now, you don't know the names Shishi, Monitin, Vriema, Haolam Hazeh, Hadashot, Devar. They mean nothing. What they were investigatory newspapers and magazines. We read them all. We isolated the most significant articles, and we met at Joel's house. I would drive there night after night to put together our work. Now, what did we do with these articles? We phoned the journalists. As simple as that. We met them. We sat down with them. We got our sources from them. We verified and justified them. That's how we got our information, because previous to Oslo, Israel was a thriving center of a free press. Post-Oslo today, they're all gone. They're all gone. The investigatory publications that Israel once, was flooded with, thrived on, they're all gone. This is one of the ways that you change in Israel. You get rid of people talking freely. Now, look, I'm going to go through just a few of what we learned from this. It's not underground. They were sold at newsstands. It was simply what a free press should be. We've all forgotten it. And by the way, in the United States, you've had the same conglomeration as Israel has. Out goes the small. What the medium all get combined into a giant binder that becomes like USA Today or something national. The small presses have gone from here as well in a big way, but not like in Israel. In Israel, they were wiped out. Now, to give credit, Haolam Hazeh was the magazine, and a very left-wing one, by the way. We didn't care left or right. We were looking for truth, not points of view. They discovered and exposed the most horrible crime in Israeli history, and that was the kidnapping. I'm not going to go to where it takes us. We'll start with the kidnapping of the mostly Yemenite children during the 50s.
We'll be back here in just a moment here with Barry Starrett.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women, and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices. Laramie Youth Crisis Center says all too often young people reach out for help to people they love the most but fail to communicate. When a teenager feels they've got no one to turn to, the result is usually tragic. Take time to listen. You could be the difference in a youngster's future. That's from the Youth Crisis Center, offering a home away from home and playing an integral part in our children's well-being. If you're a teen who wants help, call our 24-hour crisis line at 307-742-5936. That's 303-742-5936.
Well, Dr. Stan, our last segment here, Barry was referring to Yemeni children. If you've never read the story, or you really should, you can get it on the Internet. One of the great tragedies of modern times, an atrocity that few people in America have ever heard of. And yet, it was our government that killed those children. Go right ahead with the story, Barry.
Yeah, that's the punchline, all right. The establishment media, when they were as close to honest as they could get, said, okay, the kids were kidnapped, but they were adopted by well-to-do Jewish couples, and they're better off for being kidnapped. That's the closest rationalization they could come to telling the truth. And never mentioned that Shimon Peres was the director of the Israel Atomic Energy Commission, and they were used as guinea pigs in American atomic experiments. Terrible, terrible story. We got that from Yediot. And she, again, I got a Facebook email from one of your listeners saying that the Vatican also suffered and go easy on them and so forth. I just deal with the facts. And the fact is that a newspaper named Shishi, and we went and dug deeper than Shishi, Shimon Peres offered the Vatican to take over Jerusalem as its new governors as part of the secret clauses of Oslo. And this story, as incredible as it seems, has stayed, well, it was accurate. It stayed its course to this very day. Let's go on to the next one. Each of these stories, I could go on and off in different directions. Let's stick with this. The election that brought Rabin and Labor to power. This, we became very close with Hadashot's Arab Affairs reporter, Yeshua Meiri. We became friends. He was a constant contact. After we phoned him about his four-part series on how Labor rigged the elections, what they did is they met Arafat. They climbed towards Arafat. They met his cohorts in Cairo, and they offered a deal. And the deal was from Shimon Peres, the second in command, that's Yossi Beilin, that if you order Israeli Arabs to vote Labor or our ally Meretz, we will give you a state. That's it in a nutshell. It took a while, but in the end, the PLO ordered the Arabs of Israel to vote Labor or Meretz. The number of Arab Knesset members dropped from 17 to 4. The number of seats for Labor and Meretz rose proportionally, and that's how they won the election of 92, which brought Rabin and Oslo into power. Now, what can you say about a story? The guy was a very good researcher, and his facts were right, and the proportions were right. The Labor Party brought the PLO back and promised them a country to win an election. That's how Israel got stuck with Oslo. Now, just so you know, I'm going to do a little something personal. I had a big beef with with my government over us from the moment it was revealed. I mean, we had been following the secret negotiations. We knew it was happening before anyone else did. But 10 years before, I had fought in Lebanon to get rid of the PLO. My brigade lost 3 soldiers, including someone, an army friend for a time, Steve Wolf. He was died. Why would any Jew reverse the sacrifices we made and bring the terrorists back? That made no sense. It made no sense. Look, there have been a lot of analyses by people who believe it was for peace, but Joel and I had a friend, and he was Rabbi Marvin Antleman, and he was another one who kept me in touch and I in touch. We exchanged perspectives and views for years, weekly, what he said, and it was unbelievable. I still have trouble with it, with all his research. He said that the founders of Israel, the Labor Party, from Ben-Gurion to Rabin, it doesn't matter. The Labor Party is founded on the teachings of Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank. They were two false messiahs the 17th and then 18th century. And they were anti-Jewish. Their perspective of Judaism is it's all wrong, or it's all right in the opposite sense. Whatever the Torah says, you do the opposite, and that's holy. And that opposite included, they didn't care if you didn't accept them as the Jewish Messiah. Jews could die. They deserved to die. It led to terrible things. And Marvin's perspective was not easy. It was foreign to me and took years to acknowledge that, you know what? Maybe his answer is the only one that could make sense of Oslo. And I eventually wrote a book called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, where I incorporated Marvin Antleman's ideas with my research. And you know what? I think he was right. I think that labor Zionism has been too crooked, too rotten from the beginning, not to have had some background in evil. And the only one in Jewish history that had, there were only the false messiahs, Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank. There were no other movements.
We're out of time, Barry. We'll have to carry it on another time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
See you later. Bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and 2 personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry basically is talking about this group he feels has created Israel. Now, remember, Barry is coming at this from a Jewish point of view, but he believes that the labor Zionists are evil. They're different than Zionists. They're different than Jews because they hate Jews, and it's an incredible story. And Sidney Edelman has written a book on and you can actually look it up, something about to do away with the opiate. Something, it's not the exact title. We used to carry the book, but it's well worthwhile reading. Of course, from my point of view, there's a satanic influence within Judaism, within Catholicism, within the Protestant Church, within every aspect of our society. There really are people who hate humanity. And I mean, you look at the things that are going on today. If you watched 60 Minutes last night, they interviewed the general, four-star Marine general who's in charge of our forces in Afghanistan. He said that, he admitted that they will have about 400,000 troops there. There were 300,000 Afghan troops with the American troops and the NATO troops. He didn't mention the contract people we have there. It's probably now, with you bring in the Afghan troops, about a half a million people fighting in Afghanistan. Who are we fighting? Well, you'd better. There are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, a few thousand Taliban, and yet we've got a half a million people there, and we'll be there indefinitely. And if you make any sense out of that, the justification, well, they were responsible for the terrorist attack on America. No, they weren't. I mean, 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. Osama bin Laden came from Saudi Arabia. In fact, the FBI never had any proof that he was responsible for the 9/11 attack. And you can look at the FBI if you've never seen the FBI, a most wanted poster that they had on Osama bin Laden doesn't even mention 9/11. We have those. If you want to get them from us, you can. The Taliban had offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to America. We just show them the evidence that he was involved. And we want an excuse to go into Afghanistan. We wanted a war. Everything is on a schedule. We have the talk given by Richard Day, former medical director of Planned Parenthood back in 69. He talked about the coming war on terrorism and how they were going to create these terrorists. He admitted he was part of this group. He called it the Order. And as he said, you made the talk about communism. This is far more important and powerful than communism. And there's a great deal of cooperation between the communists and the capitalists, far more than most people understand. And that's absolutely true. Nothing as it appears to be. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, on my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my DVD, The World Revolution. You'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, who will, in 1959, I will tell you, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist when we installed him as the dictator of Cuba. And then, of course, the close relationship between Fidel and David Rockefeller's daughters, covered in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. We carry that. You need to get Barry Goldwater with No Apologies. We have second-hand copies of that, where he tells you how the purpose of these trilateral commission that David Rockefeller created was to seize political control of the American government. Seize political control of the American government. Give us a call. Get the material. Become informed. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you go there, you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but 4 hours of live programming and all sorts of beat programming. Understand we're moving into very, very difficult time. Nothing makes sense daily. The fishman and the secret behind the scenes. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrup.